Today marks the fifth day of the latest government shutdown. At issue is the president's demand from Congress that it pass a spending bill that includes $5 billion to fund the construction of a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The White House says the shutdown could last into the new year as both the president and the congressional Democrats dig in their heels. Our next guest is here to talk about the political and human ramifications as the shutdown continues.
Christine Emba is a columnist and editor for The Washington Post. Christine, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for taking the time with us. Let's first of all set the scene a little bit. Here's President Trump speaking to U.S. military members on Christmas Day.
Just remember, the people in our country, we're very proud of you. The country's doing well. We have a little bit of a shutdown because we believe in walls and we believe in borders and we believe in barriers. And, you know, we have a special country. People have to come in through the legal process, not just walk in. We have no idea who they are. And we're stopping drugs at a record rate, but we need some help, and the help is the wall. We need a wall to help us.
That is President Trump again speaking to military members yesterday. Now, the president is very focused on getting this wall built. It's something that he campaigned on. It's something he hasn't dropped, despite Congress not providing the funding needed to build it, both with a Republican majority Congress and now heading into a congressional session that's split. Why is this still crucial to the president's platform?
Well, it's crucial to the president's platform because it's the defining plank of his platform. I mean, building a wall has become synonymous with Donald Trump, his campaign, and his presidency. It's seemingly the one promise that he made to his base and his voters. And as his popularity has continued to wane, as basically no other accomplishments have gone through in this first 2 years of his administration, building the wall is still the one promise that he can lean on and offer to the small coalition of people who are still supporting him, his base.
Well, speaking of which, you talked about the overall polls of the president dropping. But what have the polls said about this particular topic?
I mean, the polls are mixed. Again, on the Republican Party side, his base, that kind of core 30 to 40% of supporters who are still supporting him, yes, really want this wall. One of the reasons that Trump has pushed so strongly for the wall in recent days, actually, is because when he did sort of hint at compromising with Democrats, there was a huge outcry from far-right and conservative public figures like Ann Coulter, who represent the base and who basically said that they would abandon him if he didn't keep this promise. But I think that most of America, most workers, especially those who might be affected by this government shutdown as it continues to go on, would rather be paid, would rather have their job, would rather have the economy feel a bit more stable than to invest huge amounts of money in this wall.
You spoke about the Democrats. They've said that the wall itself is an expensive and impractical use of federal money. Have they offered any alternatives to the president when it comes to border security, for instance?
So they have. Earlier in negotiations, a couple days ago, actually, the Democrats did sort of float the offer of about $1.3 billion added to the funding bill in funding for border security more generally. So potentially that could be used for a wall, or it could be used for surveillance or other purposes, but it would be earmarked for border security. I think Democrats, probably rightfully considering their constituency, don't want to be seen as caving to what they see as an absurd idea. But because of pressure from the Republican Party's rather far-right flank, the president, who seemed to be entertaining that idea, gave it up. Pushed back and said that he would not be willing to accept anything but the full $5 billion. And so here we are.
Christine Emba is a columnist and editor for The Washington Post. We are talking about the government shutdown. As we heard earlier, the president said that the United States was having, quote, a little bit of a shutdown, end quote. Sounds like he's trying to downplay the impact so far. What have we already seen as a result of the shutdown 5 days in?
Well, we're beginning to see a bit of panic. I would say that, first of all, this is only a partial shutdown. So it's really non-essential government, federal government employees who will be furloughed or sort of out of work until the government kicks back into business. So Social Security, the Postal Service, veterans benefits, and obviously the military will keep working. But things like national parks, State Department services, environmental and food and drug inspections, those are the departments that may be shuttering for a few days in the near future. We're seeing a lot of federal contractors who are often low-income workers being put out of work because the businesses that they serve are closing. One of the most alarming things, though, that we're hearing is that, you know, there are some departments that may not be fully prepared for this shutdown who do depend on annual funding. Food stamps and food assistance for women and infants, that administration has said that they have some funding, but they will begin to run out of funding in the fairly near future. And that could have a huge effect for low-income people across the country.
Now, this can be a dangerous game of political chicken for both the Democrats and Republicans, and the president especially, if the shutdown lasts for a while. What do you think is going to take for one side, either Congress or the president, to yield somewhat on this issue?
Well, I think we may see a change after the new year, certainly, when Democrats gain a majority in the House. But I do think that we will have to see a lot more public outcry, I think, for the president to back down. At this point, it's sort of a pride thing. It's sort of a shoring up the base maneuver. We've already seen that, you know, last week the president said that he would take responsibility for this shutdown. It's on tape. It's very visible. So similarly, I think something very visible would have to happen for him to change his stance.
Now, the president has said that he would take responsibility for this. And the question then becomes, though, as this goes on, who's going to end up getting blamed for this? Will it be the president or will it be the Democrats, depending on how long this goes?
You know, it's hard to say. These shutdowns, yeah, don't really look good on anyone. But I do think that the president has, you know, clearly taken responsibility for this one. As I said, he said that on tape and in public in the White House last week. He is still tweeting frantically about this $5 billion, about this wall. He's now taken to saying that federal employees have apparently reached out to him and said that he should keep going, which seems like an obvious falsehood. It's unclear how that would happen and why they would do so. He really does seem on his back foot at this point, and I think that's because he knows that much of the reflection will fall on him.
We had a caller, and finally, I wanted to bring this up because the caller had an interesting point, and that was the fact that President Trump's campaign, part of his campaign promise, was not only the wall, but it was also that Mexico would pay for the wall. Where is that now today?
That is not happening. I think that it's become clear as we've sort of watched the Trump administration and the president's statements continue over the past 2 years, that often statements are made, and when they don't pan out, we move on as if they never happened, or at least the president tries to. This seems to be one of those cases. You know, at the beginning, yes, the president was saying that Mexico would pay. Mexico said very bluntly, absolutely not. Now the president has tried to intimate that through this new trade agreement, that he's settling, that there is somehow some change in that agreement that makes it so that Mexico is giving money for this wall. Mexico is not. That's just not happening. I think the president is trying to downplay and ignore what he said previously to try and, you know, keep what face he can.
To be continued. Thank you so much, Christine. We appreciate you coming on and spending a few minutes with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Christine Emba is a columnist and editor for The Washington Post. She was with us today to talk about the political fight that led to the government shutdown and the impact it's having on federal workers and others.